We'll tease that story next segment. It's too big to tease right now, Mike.
The purpose of the whole thing.
It's truly too large to tease. We don't have time.
All right, get on with this.
Fun with Real Audio.
Yes, Real Audio is fun, Dad.
Now, let's start off with something that actually happened a couple weeks ago. I have not been able to obtain this audio. Have not heard it. But I found it. And I was very excited because I've read a bunch about this.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah Winfrey. Familiar?
Heard of her?
Yes.
She has a rather large talk show.
And a big ass.
But I would.
Why not?
I wouldn't even think about it if she walked in this room right now and said, let's go. I would take the headset off, pat Mike on the back, and say, I'm going in.
Okay.
And you know what you would do? You'd pat me on the back and say, I'm proud of you, son. Right?
Probably what I would do is try to get in on it, too.
No.
At the same time?
No.
No, no, no. Just shut up.
Huh.
You're grossing me out. So Oprah, after the Super Bowl, had the Super Bowl MVP on, Drew Brees. And this was a huge deal. She introduces him, and the crowd stands up. They had a special. You know how most of the guests on Oprah, they come out side stage. Mm-hmm. They had like a catwalk set up from the front of the actual studio where the audience comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks out, and there are people lining the catwalk that are high-fiving him. I mean, it's a huge deal. They're playing Saints music, and he sits down. And I'm describing this to you because it's
what
more...
What is Saints music?
Oh, in the Saints. Oh. That crap.
All right.
I call that New Orleans music.
Okay. So he sits down. Now, we're all familiar with the little thing that's on Drew Brees' right cheek, are we not?
It's like a mole or something.
No,
it's a birthmark.
It ain't no mole,
it's
buddy.
It's a birthmark.
It's a birthmark. I mean, it covers about 3 inches of his face.
Oh, jeez.
And everyone knows about it. It's Drew Brees is a very high-profile athlete. You see him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All of us in the world of sports are aware of this. Well, Oprah was not. Now, when they sit down, you'll hear Oprah go like, woo-wee, or something like that. And then she stands up. She stands up, and she goes...
Now how's she going to go again?
Shut up. She stands up, and she looks at him, and she goes... somebody must have kissed you. Or who kissed you? And she reaches over to
and
wipe...
tries to rub it off.
To wipe the lipstick, which is a birthmark, off his face.
Right.
Now, you hear him go like, whoa, that's a... And then she realizes her mistake as the lipstick is permanent.
All right.
Now, listen to her dismount as she tries to recover. And you tell me if this is... If she makes a really good sports point here, this is Oprah Winfrey.
On the ticket.
Do you have that audio?
And we're continuing on now.
We're continuing to broadcast.
And this is happening on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, America's favorite radio station, broadcasting border to border. Coast to coast.
All day long.
That's right.
1310, The Ticket.
We just tested this.
Yeah.
WTF, man.
Yeah, WTF.
F.
Wink. Wink.
A Cumulus station.
Let's move on to Mike Reiner. Seriously, what the F?
That's what I'm asking you.
It's on your end, Holmes.
How?
That.
What?
You can't hear that bad connection?
Is your volume up?
Yeah, it's up.
You promise?
Yeah, swear to Jeebus.
You're sure you're in the right input? Well, do you know where you are?
You've made this mistake before.
That's always a good question. We'll get to it in just a second.
Let's take some phone calls.
Let's go down to Mike Reiner.
Yeah. What is wrong with Corby? This deal with Oprah happened weeks ago, right after the Super Bowl.
Hey,
it looks like it just happened.
Hey, Jackwad, did I not say that? Did I not just say that, but we weren't able to obtain the audio? Doucher?
Wow, it's old. Why are we getting old crap? Y'all looking for something to fill a segment with? Get something interesting.
Seriously, die. I mean, just flat out die. How about that? Okay?
Oh, get something interesting. This old Oprah crap is bull.
Oh, my God.
You know, this Drew Brees deal, we've heard about it weeks ago,
man. Oh, my God.
It's got you backed into a corner, man.
Yeah, you really do.
I don't have any corner.
Not you.
Not you,
God.
You idiot.
Oh, pay attention.
Let's go to Mike, who made a noise about 3 years ago that I think that we were all wondering how a human being could possibly make that noise. Now, this, does it have a date on there?
It was like August of 06.
Okay. This was Mike saying something we never thought would actually be said.
I just wasted 30 seconds of my own life reading that.
You know, most of the time when you read anything that guy writes at all, you've wasted time.
Moft of the time.
Yeah. What's moft?
I said most.
No, you didn't. You said moft, and we'll hear it tomorrow.
Moft of the time.
You know why? Because he's so lazy now. He's got a pen in his mouth. And he's just kind of talking like this.
All right, so let's hear the short version of that.
Most of the time.
So 2 days ago. Now, you can't explain that, really, can you?
No. I have no explanation for it.
So,
except I have trouble with, just as Elmer Fudd has trouble with the letter R, mm-hmm. I have trouble with most of the time.
2 days ago, this happened again.
Where? TMZ?
Yes, everywhere.
Okay, stop going there.
Why? Most of the time?
What?
No.
Most of the time.
Boy. You really struggle with that. Most of the time.
What a perfect reenactment of that.
Look at his give up, too. He just quit the show.
Wow.
Most of the time.
That was way more violent than the first one.
Most of the time. Most of the time.
Clearly, you had no idea where you were going.
No idea where I was going?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think I knew where I was going.
He just didn't know how to get there.
I think I was maybe in a little bit of a hurry to get there. Most of the time.
It's so emphatic.
But I like how you tried to fight through it and act like nothing was going on.
Most of the time.
The more I hear it, the funnier it is.
Most of the time. Most of the time.
Most of
the... Oh, son of a beast.
That's good.
Do we have any way to slow it down?
Why would you want to slow that down?
Not now.
For further analysis.
Oh, God.
Maybe in the next break.
Next segment. Not on the fly. All right, let's get to a show that Danny and I have both watched on HBO. It's a brand new show. They have two new shows. One is the Ricky Gervais Show, which is like this little animated thing that Ricky Gervais and his office buddies have put together. The other one is Funny or Die TV. And for those who don't know what Funny or Die is, it's a website, funnyordie.com. It is Will Ferrell and Adam McKay. Those two guys created the website, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they did.
I know they contribute to it a lot.
They did.
Okay, so they create this thing, and they put up funny little sketches on there that really have no other place to go except for that website.
They're called webisodes.
Yes, and it got so popular that HBO went to Ferrell and said, you think you could put together a TV show kind of based on this website, just with crazy skits and stuff like that? And they're like, yeah, sure. So they run two episodes so far. The second episode was, and this runs Friday night, perfect time for it. And the second episode, and there's like, I don't know, seven or eight different people that contribute to it. And Will Ferrell's actually in some of the skits. Two guys, though, that I've never heard of before have like a five-minute special each week.
Mm-hmm.
And this skit, the whole Funny or Die concept is insanity.
It is absolutely the tip-top of insane humor.
Yeah, so obtuse that you're kind of sitting there looking at it going, man,
is this funny?
Is this funny or is this the stupidest thing I've ever seen? But for whatever reason, it sucks you in. So the other night, there's a scene with this family. And
let me set it up. It's a typical family. You've got the husband, the wife, the son that lives at home, probably a teenager or something, and the daughter that's away for college, and she's back home for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
she's about to get engaged or she's dating this guy. This guy is coming over to meet the family for the first time. And the son's kind of the antagonist. Her brother is kind of the antagonist in this whole thing. Real skeptical of this dude and making fun of her for bringing him over on Thanksgiving and all that. But there's one key component that we're leaving out. The entire time that anytime you look at the sun, he's got a gigantic python around his neck. A live freaking snake.
Yeah, I think it's a boa constrictor.
Or a boa, whatever.
Yeah. So, and it's huge.
it's alive.
Yeah, and no one makes reference to it.
No, it's completely ignored. It's like that he has that snake all the time.
Right. So, finally her boyfriend or fiancé shows up to eat dinner with him. And who answers the door but the brother with the snake around his neck?
Well, she answers the door, and then she introduces him to the family, and then they have something in common. The boyfriend has a boa constrictor around his neck.
Right. So they meet. Is this what you're playing?
Yes.
All right. So this is their initial meeting. And you tell me, two guys with snakes around their neck, if this is somehow funny.
Hello, Darian. Nice to meet you. I'm Alice.
So nice to finally meet you. I didn't know what to bring, so I brought an assortment of herbal teas from around the world.
Oh, nice of you. Thank you. Hi, sweetie.
You look beautiful.
Oh, thanks. Darian, this is my dad.
Sir, it's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Good to meet you, Darian.
And that's my brother, Stephen.
Nice snake.
Awesome snake.
Yeah.
Cool.
Love them.
Yeah, snakes.
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 Will you pause it right here? This is not edited.
No, it's not. They were looking at each other, exchanging the word snakes for 2 minutes. Continue.
Keep going.
Snakes.
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 Snakes. Snakes.
Snakes.
Snake skin.
Come on in.
Well. Come on in. Okay, right? I mean, I kind of laughed.
I guess. I mean, it was weird. It was really, really weird. You think that's funny?
Most of the time, no.
Do you think that's funny, Mike?
I'd have to see it.
All right, one more try. Here's Oprah and Drew Brees going at it.
No, it's not.
Listen to her dismount after she rubs his cheek.
You too. Thank you.
Great to see you.
Wow. All right, who just kissed you? There's a big old kiss right there.
Wow,
it's so wonderful to see you.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be here.
That moment when you knew you had it. Going across. Oh, my God. What did that feel like?
Oh, no.
You think that she was a little confused there?
I'm sure she felt a little awkward, but she backed out of it as gracefully as anybody could.
Yeah, but how about that sentence? Does this make any sense?
Wow, it's so wonderful to see you.
Thank you. It's so wonderful
that
to be
moment,
here.
That moment when you knew you had it,
right,
going across. Oh, my
she's
God.
Struggling a little bit.
Like?
Yes. Going across. Oh, my God.
She's struggling a little bit, but that's about as smooth as you could be making a mistake like that.
And he said, you could hear him clearly say, no, that's a, and then she backs off.
Ugh.
It was so incredibly tense. All right, there is a show on Fox, I think, called The Wendy Williams Show. Are you guys familiar with this? A big old black chick?
I've seen this.
You seen her before?
Yeah, they run this sometimes real late at night, you know?
Yeah.
And like after gigs, I might come in, flip on the TV. The TV happens to be on Fox, and there she is.
Sitting there looking at you.
Now, this is not Wendy O. Williams.
I know she's been dead for years.
This is Wendy Williams. She's a...
Now, who is she? I mean, how did she get famous?
No idea. I have no clue. But all I know is it was on in my back room as I was in the shower, and I got out of the shower.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm sitting there shaving, and I hear this laugh.
Did you have your leg up on the sink?
Come from my TV. Not down there. Shaving my face.
She is buxom, too.
Very buxom. And just, I don't know. I don't know how to describe
her.
She's
a big, buxom, boozy, bawdy, busty broad.
Black, too. You can throw that in there.
That, too.
But
girl,
go ahead and tell me if you think this laugh is funny.
Okay.
This is so adorable.
Isn't that adorable?
Thank you, Dexter. Thank you, Erica. You know it's a fashion show, so you know what we're about to do.
Woo-hoo.
Let's bring all the dogs back up. I want to hold Macy. You hold Macy with me, hold Macy.
Is that her? Or is that her guest?
That's her.
Dogs back up. You hold Macy with me, hold Macy. You hold Macy with me, hold Macy.
That is awesome. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I swear I was shaving and I just kind of looked to my left, go, what? The hell?
That's genius.
Yeah, it is. Now, do you think this was a good question? Today, on The View, I do believe, Abigail Breslin, the chick from Little Miss Sunshine was on there. She is the star of the new Broadway play, The Miracle Worker. She plays Helen Keller. Obviously, she's a kid. Helen Keller, for those who don't know, was blind.
And?
Deaf.
And?
Dumb.
And?
What?
I think that's it.
Okay.
And when you're dumb, Mike, the medical term dumb means that you can't
speak.
Exactly. So she is
most
on.
Of the time?
No.
She's on with The View, and you tell me.
Why are you telling me that? You think I don't know that?
I'm just letting you tell everybody. And you think Joy Behar had all her ducks in a row when she decided to ask Abigail Breslin this question?
And they asked me if I wanted to do it, and I was like, yes, of course. I mean, she's one of my heroes.
Yeah. Did you have the jitters last night, opening night?
I actually, well, during the day, I was kind of fine because we've done previews and everything. So I was like, oh, you know, this is okay. And then I got to the theater, and that's when I was sort of like, oh my God, only half hour to get ready. Okay. So yeah, that's sort of when the nerves.
What did you fear? Did you forget your lines? That's the usual.
She has
act.
No lines.
It was very, do you want to be anonymous? Do you want to be anonymous?
Yes.
Okay, what's your name? It was very much like that. That's all I thought of. But, like, were you nervous that you were going to forget your lines as Helen Keller?
She's mute.
The only
just
woman
has to remember water.
The only one, yes, that's it. That's the only word that she has in the whole show is, that's it.
That's the only word I have on this show, too.
Water?
Mm-hmm.
And?
Most of the time.
What? No. My favorite part is you going, what? Listen.
Most of the time.
What? No.
What?
Oh, no.
All right, we're installing headphones on this gentleman right here.
Let's call him Smokey. He wants to remain anonymous.
One.
Oh, you want to remain anonymous?
Two.
Grab the mic.
I got you, Ryan.
Okay.
Are you on? Go ahead, talk.
Speak to us.
All right. Well,
all right. Well, first of all, do you wish to remain anonymous?
Three.
I do.
All right. What is your name?
I'm Smokey.
That's where the original pterodactyl came from.
Yes.
Oh, boy. See, your moment of genius brought out that.
That's right. If I could inspire that, then I'm very, very happy. Wow. All right. That is fun with Real Audio for today. Up next, the latest in the world of Tiger.